Welcome to another electrifying episode of the Adventure Amps podcast, where we crank up the excitement and dive into the thrills of the great outdoors. I'm your host, Mike, and this week we're shaking things up by recording live on site at the Colorado State Fair. That's right, expect some lively background buzz of carnival rides, crowds, and all that fairground fun and adventure bleeding into this mic. It's the perfect vibe for what we have lined up today. In this episode, we will be chatting about the magic of the Colorado State Fair, from mouthwatering fried treats and the wild livestock shows to the adrenaline-pumping rides that keep us coming back year after year. Then strap in for our micro moment, taking us on a quick detour to the charming town of La Junta, Colorado, where we will uncover a hidden gem that's pure adventure gold. And finally, buckle up for our weekly signature rant, tackling the highs and lows of riding e-bikes through every season. Whether it's battling winter slush or cruising summer breezes, we've got opinions that will spark your debate. So grab your cotton candy, turn up the volume, and let's amp up the adventure right here and right now. Welcome to the Adventure Amps Podcast, your gateway to high-altitude thrills of Leadville, Colorado. Nestled at 10,152 feet, Leadville is America's highest incorporated city. Surrounded by towering peaks like Mount Elbert, Mount Massive, steeped in vibrant mining history, Leadville invites you to explore this historic gem where Victorian-era charm meets endless outdoor adventures. Think hiking, e-biking, and epic mountain bike trails. Every 2 weeks, we're going to dive into the business of adventure in Leadville, spotlighting the local businesses that power this community, from cozy lodges to family-owned restaurants and historic saloons. Join us as we share the electrifying stories, insider tips, and the gritty spirit of Leadville locals, inspiring your next adventure in this top of the Rockies paradise.
Tired of vacation disasters? Like getting lost in Miami's sweltering heat, battling bugs while jazzing in New Orleans, or Nashville honky-tonks going totally honky-wonky? Say goodbye to flops with Epic Happy Adventure's new multi-day tours. We're pedaling through Miami's beaches, New Orleans vibes, Fort Myers Beach sunsets, Nashville's tunes, and Vegas's neon lights. For all levels, from couch potatoes to speed demons, e-bikes and hilarious guides are provided. No sweat, just epic fun. Visit EpicHappyAdventures.com to reserve your adventure, because life's too short for boring trips. Elevate your spirit of adventure with Epic Happy Adventures.
Hey there, adventure seekers. Welcome back to the Adventure Amps Podcast. I'm your host, Mike, and today we're charging full speed into one of Colorado's most iconic traditions. We're live at the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo. If you're like me, you love blending outdoor adventures with culture vibes, and this fair delivers on both fronts. As you can hear in the background, we have some mariachi music going on. We're going to cover the rich history of the Colorado Fair, some of the more unique attractions that makes this a must visit. If you didn't visit the 2025 Colorado State Fair, put it on your bucket list to do the 2026 Colorado State Fair. This is going to be a practical guide on how to use your e-bike as a way from downtown Pueblo out to the Colorado State Fair. And we're just going to look at all the fun things taking place at the fair. So grab your headphones, make yourself a snack, and let's dive in. This is going to be a fun ride here at the Colorado State Fair. First off, I want to set the scene. The Colorado State Fair is held in Pueblo, and this is a city known for its sunny days. There's over 300 sunny days a year. This is a perfect place for outdoor fun. The fairgrounds are a sprawling spot, packed with everything from thrilling rides to some mouthwatering food and the live entertainment. It is a true celebration of Colorado's agricultural roots, creativity, and its community spirit. Before we get into that, into what you can see and do here, let's rewind and talk about the history, because understanding where the fair came from adds a whole layer of appreciation to your visit. The Colorado State Fair traces its origins all the way back to the 19th century. It kicked off in 1872. It was organized by the Southern Colorado Agricultural and Industrial Association. Back then, it was all about showcasing the region's farming prowess, industrial innovations, and of course, the community pride from Southern Colorado. Pueblo was the perfect spot. It was a growing hub here in Southern Colorado with ties to agricultural and industry. The first fair was a modest affair, but it quickly grew into an annual tradition that highlighted everything from livestock competitions to mechanical exhibits. Interestingly, the fair has evolved over the decades, drawing inspiration from big events like the Chicago World Fair in the late 1800s. That global expo sparked ideas for grander displays, more entertainment, and a focus on education through fun. Over the years, the Colorado State Fair has weathered challenges. Think of the economic ups and downs of Southern Colorado and times when it had to adapt, but it remained a staple, running nearly continuously from its start. By the early 20th century, it's incorporated rodeos, carnivals, art shows, reflecting Colorado's diverse culture. I want you to fast forward to today, and it's celebrating over 150 years of history, blending old school charm with modern twist. It's not just a fair, it's a living piece of Colorado heritage where families have been making memories for generations. If you're a history buff like me, wandering the grounds feels like stepping into a time machine. You can almost picture those early pioneers showing off their prized crops and inventions. It has a lot of unique attractions here. So let's amp up our excitement and talk about what makes this fair truly, truly unique. There are many attractions that set it apart from the average county fair. It's got the perfect mix of adrenaline, education, and indulgence. Starting with the animals, because who doesn't love getting up close with the furry friends? The livestock barns are highlighted so you can stroll through and see everything from massive cattle and horses prepping from shows to the adorable goats and the miniature donkeys. There's even a Great American Petting Farm where you can interact with a variety of critters. It's educational too. Learn about Colorado's ranching heritage while petting a soft alpaca or watching the pigs strut their stuff. For you thrill seekers, the carnival area is where it's at. I want you to picture towering Ferris wheels spinning against the Colorado sky, roller coasters that twist and turn, and classic rides like bumper cars, and tilt-a-whirls. It's got that nostalgic vibe too, but with a modern safety and excitement. And don't miss the motorsports. Even think monster trucks rumbling through the arena, kicking up dust and revving engines. There was smash-up derby last night. And if you're in the competition, the fair has plenty. From competitive eating challenges for the slopper, where folks devour massive amounts of fair food, or the animal shows, where skilled handlers put on displays of agility and training. One of my favorite and most unique spots is the Colorado Proud Farm Trail. This is an interactive exhibit that lets you harvest your way through Colorado's agricultural wonders. Picking a virtual Palisade peach and grabbing a Pueblo chili or hunting for treasures in the San Luis Valley potato fields. All without leaving the fairgrounds. It's fun, hands-on to appreciate states, farming, diversity, and it's perfect for families or anyone curious about where their food comes from. Art lovers, you're in for a treat too. The fine art exhibit showcases incredible talent from across Colorado. There were paintings, drawings, sculptures and ceramics, jewelry, and more. The categories cover everything from photography to mixed media, and it's inspiring to see the local artists work on the display while you're at the fair. You might even spot emerging talents or pieces that capture the essence of the Rocky Mountains. As you know, in the background, entertainment is nonstop here. There are multiple venues for live music, from rock bands to country tunes, that get your boots tapping. Free attractions add to the fun, like the Rocket, the 9-foot tall dancing robot, the mechanical marvel that dances and strolls and cruises around the grounds. You can't miss it. It's like a science fiction character that's come to life. Other shows include the Canine Stars Stunt Dog Show, where talented pups flip and catch frisbees and steal the show with their tricks. There's the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, featuring log rolling, axe throwing, and chainsaw carving. Pure lumberjack awesomeness with a little bit of competitive edge. Let's not forget the food. The Colorado Fair is a paradise for foodies. From classic corn dogs and funnel cakes to a unique twist like deep-fried everything, Oreos, pickles, and even ice cream. But what makes it stand out are the local flavors. Pueblo chilies roasted fresh, Colorado corn growing on the cob, and artisan treats from vendors highlighting the state's bounty. Pair that with the craft beers, the refreshing lemonades, and you've got fuel for the fuel day of adventure. Rodeo fans, this is your Southern Colorado Mecca. The PRCA radio event, rodeo events bring professional cowboys and cowgirls showcasing their barrel racing, their bull riding, and their roping. It's high energy, edge of your seat action that embodies the Wild West spirit. Parades wind through the grounds with floats and marching bands and themed displays celebrating Colorado's future and culture. With what ties all of this together is the great community feel. It's just not the attractions, it's the people coming together. Farmers, ranchers, artists, families, and adventurers like us. Whether you're competing in the pie-eating contest or the slopper-eating contest, or you're just soaking in the atmosphere, there's something uniquely Colorado about it. That blend of rugged outdoors, creative expressions, and down-home hospitality. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about e-biking to the fair. So let's shift gears, and we're going to chat about one of my favorite topics here on Adventure Amps, and that's e-biking. If you're staying in downtown Pueblo or just want to skip the car traffic, why not pedal your way to the fairgrounds on an e-bike? It's eco-friendly, it gets your blood pumping, and it turns the journey into part of the fun. The distance from downtown Pueblo to the fairgrounds is about 2 miles. It's super doable, especially with an e-assist e-bike. Pueblo's got great weather for it, with plenty of sunshine, and it has relatively flat terrain. You start your ride from a central spot, like Main Street in downtown Pueblo. From there, you head south along Main Street, which is bike-friendly lanes in parts, and you'll pass some charming historic districts with the old-school Pueblo vibe. Think brick buildings and local shops. As you go south, connect to the Elizabeth Street or a similar route heading towards Northern Avenue. Northern Avenue is the key east and west road with designated bike paths in section, making it safe and straightforward. If you want a more scenic option, hop onto the Pueblo River Trail System. This network runs along the Arkansas River and Fountain Creek, offering paved paths that are perfect for e-bikes. From downtown, cross the trail near the River Rock. It's well-marked and separated from traffic. Follow the trail southbound, enjoying views of the water, the greenery, and you may even see some wildlife. The trail connects directly into the fairgrounds via the streets like Prairie Avenue. Once you're on Prairie Avenue, head south to Beulah Avenue. The fairgrounds entrance is right there at 1001 Beulah Avenue. You're looking for Gate 5 on Prairie if you're aiming for a shuttle drop-off vibe. But since you're biking, you can enter through any bike-accessible gate. The whole route is mostly flat with minimal elevation gain, maybe 50 to 100 feet at most. So your e-bike's motors will barely break a sweat. Total time on the e-bike, you're looking at 10 to 15 minutes of easy pedaling, depending on your pace. Couple of safety tips. Stick to the bike lanes where available. Wear your helmet and use your lights if it's getting dim. Pueblo's bike infrastructure is improving with more paths connecting downtown to southern areas like the fairgrounds. If you're renting an e-bike, I want you to check with the local shops in downtown. They often have some options with baskets for carrying your swag back. And bonus, e-biking means you can indulge in all that fair food without the guilt. We're going to wrap up our day here at the Colorado State Fair because we're going to head out to Cheap Trick tonight here in 2025 and enjoy that. The fair is an adventure waiting to happen. From its historic roots in 1872 to unique attractions like the dancing robot, the stunt dogs, the interactive farm trails, there's something to amp up everyone's day. And an e-bike ride from downtown, you've got the perfect blend of exploration and excitement. If you haven't been to the Colorado State Fair, make it a priority. Grab a few of your friends, your family, or just go solo. The Colorado State Fair is a wonderful tradition here in Colorado. And we encourage everyone from E-Bike Shop of Colorado and Epic Happy Adventures to put this on your bucket list for 2026 or 2027. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Adventure Amps podcast. I'm Mike. I'm reminding you to keep your adventures charged and your curiosity high. I'd love you guys to hit the subscribe button or leave us a review and let me know if you have any Colorado State Fair stories in the comments. Until next week or 2 weeks from now, stay amped up, and I hope to see you on the trail.
Struggling up those hills on your old bike? Feeling like a hamster on a wheel, going nowhere fast? Say no more to huffing and puffing with the E-Bike Shop of Colorado in Leadville. Woo-hoo! We've got sales on zippy e-bikes that'll make mountains feel like molehills, expert service to keep your ride smooth with no more chain reactions, and single-day tours where you cruise Colorado's trails like a boss without the sweat stains. Visit ColoradoEBikeShop.com for everything e-bike, because why pedal hard when you can pedal smart? The E-Bike Shop of Colorado. Elevate your spirit of adventure.
Hey, Adventure Amps crew. Here's this episode's micro moment to charge up your next outing. Today, we're talking petroglyph hunting in Vogel Canyon, tucked away in Colorado's Comanche National Grasslands near La Junta, Colorado. This spot is a hidden gem for blending history, nature, and the electric thrill we love. Perfect for e-bike rides mixed with some solid hiking. Let's amp it up. Imagine cruising on your e-bike through the vast prairies dotted with juniper trees and wild sunflowers, heading into this stunning canyon carved by time. Vogel Canyon's got about four main trails totaling 5 miles. Think the Overlook Trail for epic views from the Mesa Top, or the Canyon Loop that drops you down the sandstone walls into the valley below. The star attraction, ancient Native American petroglyphs etched into the rocks, some dating back 800 years, symbols of animals, hunters, and mysteries that will make you feel like Indiana Jones on wheels. Here's my adventure hack. Start with an e-bike to cover the flatter prairie sections and ride the roads easily. Park at the trailhead. It's got picnic areas for a quick recharge, then switch to hiking mode for the steeper, narrower paths leading to the petroglyph sites. Those electric assists are gold for hauling gear like water, snacks, or a camera without breaking a sweat. Just remember, some spots are rugged with drop-offs and rocky terrain. So go Class 1 or Class 2 e-bike for eco-friendly vibes and stick to the designated paths to protect the fragile history. I want you to watch for wildlife too. You may see pronghorn, birds, and even a coyote may photobomb your shots. My other pro tip is to hit this in the spring for the blooming wildflowers, or change it up and go in the fall for cooler temps and golden grasses. Pack binoculars for spotting those elusive rock art panels, and always leave no trace. No touching of the petroglyphs, folks. Vogel Canyon, that perfect micro adventure. Ancient secrets, scenic trails, and e-bike empowerment all in one. Go out there and amp up your next exploration. I'm Mike, and stay charged. Keeping our rants on a positive note, this is for all you pedal-pushing rebels and battery-powered bandits. We're diving into celebrating the seasonal rides on electric wheels, fall foliage tours, and spring blossom chases. This isn't just biking. It's like turning your e-bike into a time machine for nature's wardrobe malfunctions, where every season is a plot twist in a rom-com starring you, your trusty e-steed, and Mother Nature as a diva who can't decide on an outfit without throwing a tantrum of leaves or petals. Let's start with those fall foliage tours. Oh, the glory of it all. Imagine zipping through the forest that's detonated like a piñata, stuffed with Crayola's rejected autumn palettes of reds, orange, golds exploding everywhere. The leaves crunch under your tires like nature's own low-carb potato chips with zero guilt. It's all satisfaction. And that electric boost? Forget about the hills. You're floating up them like a wizard on a broomstick, cackling at the gravity while those poor souls on analog bikes are wheezing harder than Darth Vader after a stair climb. Behold, mortals, I am eco-chick and unstoppable, you holler, as the squirrels pause their acorn hoarding to give you a standing ovation. Or maybe they're just plotting to steal your snacks at your stop. But watch out, one sneaky leaf jams your spokes and boom, you're executing an interpretive flailing into a bush, complete with a free mud facial. Who needs spa days when nature's got your back, literally? Then spring crashes the party with the blossom chases that are pure floral chaos. Cherry blossoms, tulips, daffodils bursting forth like they've got FOMO and are late to the garden rave. You're on your e-bike pursuing those fluttering petals like a lovesick Romeo chasing Juliet's handkerchief in the windstorm, shouting, "Come back, you treacherous pink puffballs! I just want to Instagram you!" Electric power lets you outrun the gust without morphing into a human sweat fountain. Pollen? It's ambushing you from all sides, turning your helmet into a buzzing beehive nightclub. Club with free entry, but the cover charge is eternal sneezing. Achoo! Away to Zen, folks. Zip past those envious joggers whose thighs are staging a mutiny while you stealthy e-ninja slyly and silently ambushing spring splendor without startling a single bird, unless you count that pigeon that mistook your helmet for a landing pad. It's a classic day in the spring. And don't even get me started on the summer sneaky heat waves or winter's ice betrayals. But on an e-bike, you're the boss, turning blizzards into adventures where your battery laughs at frostbite. Folks, if you're still chained to the couch, missing out on the seasonal circus, what are you even doing with your life? Probably been watching reruns while your e-bike gathers dust like a forgotten gym membership. Come on, get out there, charge up those bad boys and transform every ride into a side-splitting, heart-racing holiday. Electric wheels forever. Because who needs Netflix Four Seasons when you've got the infinite laughs on two? Boom! Get out there and enjoy Mother Nature. That is all the time we have for this electrifying episode of the Adventure Amps podcast. Thanks for joining us amid the Colorado State Fair fun. If you enjoyed it, hit the subscribe button or like on your favorite podcast provider. We'll chat with you in 2 weeks, and we'll hopefully see you on the trail.